The Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two. Well, half hour number two. 713-780-ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz. Click the like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-U-R, at AJ is the real. At Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. Miss the first hour? Really good. All over the place, but really good. And we're more than halfway through now, so
we're getting there.
A little disappointed, though, to came in here and Bangy the Sex Bear has been removed.
They've wanted to clean up. Well, because I guess we're supposed to be in here tomorrow looking fancy.
Yeah, we're hosting something for our sponsors and for some people in town. And so the guys are still, because we've got new offices now, which are really nice.
And, right. And our studio doesn't look as raggedy as it used to.
No. Remember when I used to have that crap on the walls? Yeah. And I'd come in here and by 5:30 I'm sneezing?
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
but apparently the bear didn't fit with the decor.
I know. And Bangy has been a part of this station. Well, before we moved over here, Bangy was with us.
That bear, we got that bear at when we were at the other building.
So do they straight up throw it away?
No.
Okay.
I that's what I was told. And I went over there ready to dog cuss AD because apparently he's the one who had to remove it, or who David Gow directed to remove it.
Yeah, it wasn't David's email that the bear had to go.
That's absurd, by the way. But he said, I didn't throw it away. I just put it in storage.
Okay. But it is pretty cool the way the offices look now. They've got, we've even got a little sports map logo over on the Canadian side now and a culture map logo. So it looks pretty cool over there. And, it's going to be a big deal. But the funny part is they're still out there fixing signage, like down to the last minute.
Yeah.
So, but I'm trying to think of something unique to wear tomorrow.
Unique?
Unique.
Does that mean you're going to wear one of your fancy hats?
I might bring one of the hats, yeah. I haven't decided yet.
You should wear Black Panther costume.
Ooh, that's a good idea. Is that business casual?
I don't think that counts.
You can wear a cape?
No cape.
I don't really have a cape.
I would slow Black Panther down.
I would like a cape. I'd like a Doctor Strange cape. That would be kind of cool.
You should come dressed up as Doctor Strange.
Not business casual.
Except I'm not attractive enough to be Doctor Strange.
Let's try to be professional about this, guys. Yeah.
No, I mean, I was thinking maybe one of the hats. Yeah, maybe a nice turtleneck with a jacket with elbow pads just for you, just to piss you off.
I love it.
And have you have something to make fun of.
Maybe you should dye your hair black for tomorrow.
That's not a terrible idea. Except I
come in here looking like Count Dracula.
I just had it actually done, so it's. I'd probably screw it up by putting black on top of the light brown.
How come you're not willing to just go gray?
I'm just clinging to it because there's not much hair left anyway, so it doesn't really matter. But it does make me look. I look significantly older when it gets gray. I don't look good with gray hair.
You're old.
I know I'm old, but
I'm getting salt and pepper in my beard, and my wife asked me if I wanted to get Just for Men. I said no, it's whatever. If I look old, I look old. I'll survive.
Man, I say I'm a little more vain because I don't have much positive going for me, so I like to hang on to what little things I do have.
Okay,
so if I can, and I mean I don't make it too dark. It's hardly noticeable, frankly. So. Yeah, I mean, if it makes me feel better about how much I suck as a human being. And, you know, so I suck a little less.
All right.
But, yeah. Ashton J., I put it in storage as the equivalent of taking the dog to the farm upstate. Or, yeah. Or, no, that really is your goldfish. Mac Daddy says we're a fez. I got to be professional. I mean, this is business.
That's right.
But
and if I'm putting on decent clothes, everybody should have to.
Yeah, yeah.
Even Juggalo Trey.
Oh, we told him, and then he got pretty upset. He was like, I don't want to. And then we're like, well, you're going to have to. At least wear a polo or something. He was like, man, I don't want to. And then he kind of like stormed off.
Hmm. Well, I mean, at some point, we all have to do it. I've had to do it a lot more often lately than I would like, but, you know, sometimes it... If you're going to be in a business, yeah, AJ Jacobs says rock the fart, man. Yeah, that would not be professional.
No.
It'd be good, no question, but it would not be professional. Did you see that DirecTV's jacking up the prices on Sunday Ticket?
No.
4.2% on the main package, one that everybody gets, the basic Sunday Ticket package. And for Sunday Ticket Max, it's going up 4.7%.
Dude.
And they raised it. Basically, the basic plan costs $30 more than it did in 2016 because they've raised it 2 years in a row now.
Okay.
I'm really starting to get closer and closer to this. Maybe I need to just do the cord cutting thing.
I can't do it. I have a lot of respect for the people who are able to cut the cord. I wish I could.
Well, see, and that's the main reason I can't, this Sunday Ticket.
But I'll tell you what. If I go over to someone's house and they don't have cable, I'm like, what? Well, you're one of those? Well, you're one of those people? more and more that's happening. Everybody's a cord cutter.
Well, there's more people now that have Netflix over cable.
Yeah.
There's more Netflix subscriptions than cable subscriptions.
It's crazy.
Well, see, and that's the thing. We got both. We got Amazon too.
I've got all those subscriptions, and I have cable.
Because you're rich.
Chromecast, all that stuff. But
I'm not a rich. I know how to prioritize my spending. Y'all out there buying food, I need entertainment.
Yeah, mine's pretty simple. Beer and entertainment. That's it. Well, I'm going to have to stop the beer now. That's going to suck.
Wait, hold on. You enjoy food. Don't you put a lot of money in food, beer, and television?
Yeah, that's pretty much it, though.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, but that's also because I don't spend as much time going out. You know,
I do spend money going out to bars and stuff.
I'm at home all the time, so I've got to have luxuries at home.
You are rich. Admit it.
I'm not. I took a massive pay cut to stay here for my last contract. Massive
fiction.
I'm making Juggalo Trey money now. They said we've got to pay Joel Blank and Barry Laminack. They said if we don't invest in that midday show, we're never gonna. This station's never gonna amount to anything. And I said, fine. Give them what you need. Take it out of my contract. I'll take whatever's left over. And it was $21,000 a year was left over. That's what I'm surviving on now.
Uh-huh.
That's why I was so frustrated when you said Sunday Ticket's going up.
Stop it. You make that in a week. So, you believe in this Michael Rapaport stuff at Barstool. I think the whole thing's just a Barstool bit. I don't know.
I saw it. I don't think it is. I think that Michael Rapaport's unstable.
Yeah.
And just doesn't care. And he believes, like, he's worked really hard to establish himself as, like, a sports brand, which is kind of weird. But he's kind of done it. Even fantasy sports. Like, he's suddenly, like, a fantasy sports expert. He's been playing fantasy football for, like, 3 years. And suddenly, like, everyone's taking his word as gospel on it. It's very strange to me. But, like, I feel weird posting fantasy football rankings. And I've been playing fantasy football for, like, 20-something years.
At least, yeah.
So it's a little bit odd, but he's found a way to do it, and I feel like he feels his brand is bigger than Barstool's, and, I mean, good for him if that's what he wants to go with.
Mm-hmm. Barstool's, they've done pretty well for themselves. They get their own channel on SiriusXM now. And I think what they managed to build out of that is pretty impressive. But you know, you can't. That would be like, well, let's see, who would be? It'd be like Jerome saying the Blitzers. If you're a Blitzer, you're a loser at life.
Yeah.
And then we'd have to say, okay, Jerome, you can't come on the show anymore.
You know, we can't have that.
No, because the Blitzers are fantastic. Foster Napoleon also said the Eagles should ask for two number ones for Foles if teams are interested. That's what it was. I think it was like two number ones and two number twos or something ridiculous.
I think you can get a number one for Nick Foles. You got a number one for Sam Bradford.
Yeah, but two?
Oh, not two.
No,
I don't, dude. I don't think that. I don't know. First of all, I don't know that anybody was. I don't know that anybody would pay two number or play a number one for Sam Bradford today. The Vikings were just in a desperate spot.
Yeah.
And right now, we talked about this a little bit yesterday. The market's so flooded with quarterbacks that I don't think Nick Foles would be. I don't think he could pull a one.
Somebody will get left out because let's say Minnesota gets Kirk Cousins and Denver gets AJ McCarron. The Cardinals might trade for Nick Foles if they. I mean, because once you start looking down that list, so your choice is Case Keenum or Sam Bradford.
Yeah, but the difference is you don't have to give up assets for those.
No, you don't, but yeah, I think that's a team that if they had a quarterback, they'd be pretty good next year.
And is Nick Foles significantly greater than Case Keenum? If you remember the article I wrote for SportsMap a while back, I put Case Keenum and Nick Foles' numbers up, and they're basically the same over their careers. Nick Foles is a little bit better, but not much. Not much, not so much that I'd be willing to give up a first round pick to make up the difference. I don't know. You know what I do know? I know that if you've got low testosterone, that can affect your fertility. Jong, you need to know about this for when you make babies soon in the near future after your wedding, after you start to make love to your wife. Man Centers, they are going to help you regain your natural testosterone production. And this isn't about injections. The other guys, they'll recommend testosterone injections. Man Centers is focusing on enhancing your body's natural ability to produce its own testosterone. Synthetic testosterone can damage fertility. Constant injections can cause dependency. It can have some long-term health issues. And it can cause shrinkage. I hate shrinkage. Guys, avoid the crash of those testosterone shots. There's a way to do it, and Man Centers understands the right way to do it. They've got three locations in Houston at Katy Freeway and Campbell there in the Memorial area, off 288 in Pearland and off 249 in Tomball. Right now they're still doing that no excuses, the $150 free general male wellness checkup. It $150 value, they're doing it for absolutely free. So schedule your free general male wellness checkup today. Save yourself $150. You've got no excuses. Give them a call today to set up your appointment, 832-358-8600, or go to mancenters.com to book your appointment online. Now they're booking appointments for Saturdays. So, guys, get on that. If you only have weekends off, you're like, oh, I can't make it out there. Now you can. Saturday appointments fill up fast. So give them a call today or book your appointments online at mancenters.com. Man Centers, helping men lead better, more fulfilling lives.
The Blitz.
Don't you get it?
On ESPN 97.5.
All right, guys, got to tell you about dirt-free carpet cleaning. If you've been putting off cleaning your carpet, your air ducts, your tiles, your upholstery, don't wait any longer. Save 35% off any cleaning service now with dirt-free carpets, 35% off sale. Give them a call, 281-DIRT-FREE. That's 281-347-8373. Go chemical-free with dirt-free carpet cleaning. Nobody deep cleans like dirt-free. Satisfaction is guaranteed. Your carpets are going to be fresh and deep cleaned, and they're not going to use the soap or the unhealthy dirt-attracting chemicals. They've got the best technology in the game, guys. They've been doing this for over 30 years and doing it the right way. 281-347-8373. Tell them you heard it here. You'll get 35% off any cleaning service, and they'll throw in a free speed dry with a carpet clean. That's $100 value. 281-DIRT-FREE. 281-347-8373 for dirt-free carpet.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780. ESPN is your number if you want to get in. One segment to go, though. Looks like bad weather coming in tonight and tomorrow. It's already bad out in like Brenham and College Station and Conroe.
My guess is it's going to really suck this weekend because that's when the weather tends to get the worst.
I think it's going to suck for the next couple of days for sure.
I'm sick of it.
So at least I won't have to be dealing with any snowstorms. But yeah, I'm looking at the Doppler now. So west of town and north of town right now is what it's worth. So basically traffic sucks. It's red everywhere. That's the one negative about being off at 5:30 is it almost takes as long to get home.
Yeah.
As it does when we're off at 7. But I'm going to go and probably have a couple celebratory drinks tonight since starting Thursday I have to go on a hardcore diet.
No
drinking for 6 weeks.
Yeah, I'm saving my my drinking day this week until Thursday. So I wanted to celebrate, but I'm not going to. I'm just going to fake celebrate and drink some orange juice or something.
Guess I could just light up a bud.
Could always do that.
Yeah, that's always a good way to celebrate.
That might be the move. I could eat some gummies.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. That's a good way to celebrate.
Not that I would do that.
713-780-ESPN. And A&M basketball coming up in just a few moments. So enjoy it.
Yeah.
The Aggs are Aggs are playing for their lives still.
They are. They're on my list of winners tonight, too, by the way.
Yeah. Want to get them out again real quick?
Yeah, I'll get them out again real quick. I've got A&M minus 6.5, I think. I've got Butler minus 5.5. I've got Nebraska minus 3 against Indiana and Arkansas minus 5 against Kentucky.
All right. And it was on the Toronto Maple Leafs tonight.
The Mapes.
Minus 150 is what I got it at, but I parlayed it with Nebraska basketball. I took one of AJ's picks and one of mine. I've been having fun with that, and it's been working really well. It's adding money to the account.
Always yes, sir.
Fun. Always fun.
Speaking of hockey, did you see who the new favorite to win the cup is?
No.
The Vegas Golden Knights.
Yeah, I would.
Plus 500.
I got to tell you, I would fade that.
Yeah.
I like the Knights, but I think it's going to be a lot to expect them, especially since I think Nashville is going to be very tough in the Western Conference. And I'll give you another team that I really like, and I don't know what their odds are, but Winnipeg is playing fantastic hockey right now. That's a deep team. They go deep on four lines. They go deep. They're six deep on defense, and their goalie is playing out of his mind. That's a sneaky good team. And unfortunately, only one of the Preds and them are going to be able to get to the finals because of the way the playoffs are set up. But I think they could be sneaky. They could be very sneaky as well. I'll try to find the odds here, but I'd be curious what they're at. I bet you can get a decent price on them. The two teams there's three teams right now that I think are playing really good hockey that if you're looking for prices, it could be sneaky good. Winnipeg being one of them, the Boston Bruins, who've been playing great for a while now, and don't look now, but you're two-time defending champs, who everybody was saying, oh, they do this every year, middle of the year. It's like, I don't know, they're going to get there. And suddenly they're back in first in the division and cranking it up at the right time.
Yep.
And Malkin is playing out of his mind. So if you're looking for value, those would be the three teams that I would look at.
AKA, and we didn't talk about Louisville forfeiting their title, which I always think is stupid.
Yeah, they still.
You're not going to convince me that USC didn't win a national championship in 2004. You're not going to convince me that Louisville didn't win this national championship. I saw it with my eyes. But I do think AK says with them giving the title back, any luck with me getting my bracket money back, that's not going to happen.
No.
But I do think it's ironic that North Carolina got busted with like basically 20 years of a grade scandal and no, like a slap on the wrist. And then Louisville basically got some hose for their players and they lose their title. Doesn't seem fair to me.
No. To me, they still won that title. I hate the vacating wins thing. It's just silly. Okay, I found the odds here. Tampa 600, Vegas 600, Boston 800, Nashville 850. All the teams that I was talking about, yeah. Pittsburgh 900 and Winnipeg 1200. I think some value maybe in the Capitals at 1,500. Can't really see going much deeper than that. I'll tell you what, one really good price that I might invest in, Calgary at plus 2,800.
Okay.
I think the Flames have a chance, and if they get into that, if they can get past Anaheim, who they'd probably wind up playing, which they never win in Anaheim, that'd be the big reason. But if they can get past them, I think they have a shot against the Golden Knights, and then, you know, who knows if you get to the conference finals. But yeah, I think there's not great value in any of those teams I mentioned. I mean, maybe the Penguins at 9-1, but because you know they've done it before.
Right.
And 713-780-ESPN. Yeah, Devils 28-1. Not for me. I really think, though, that as much as I'd like to see, I mean, that would be maybe the greatest story in sports in a long time if Vegas were to win the Stanley Cup. I just don't see it happening.
It would be awesome.
It'd be incredible, and I'm not
as awesome as Nashville winning, but it would still be pretty awesome.
Well, it wouldn't be as awesome as Toronto winning. Let's just get the facts straight here, sir. All right, that's going to wrap it up for us. Basketball next. We'll be back tomorrow. Thursday, we're going to be over at the Hyatt across the street. Friday, we'll be out at Sam Houston Race Park. Hope everybody has an awesome Tuesday. Till tomorrow, stay sportsy, bitches.